Sunday morning show with Walt and Mike. Joining us in the studio is Mark Evans, who is one of the voices of the Negaunee Miners. And Mark, the Miners had a great game last weekend. Talk about that game with the Mountaineers a little bit.
Well, I mean, anytime you get Iron Mountain and Negaunee together, it's going to be, well, it's no different than Iron Mountain, Ishpeming, Negaunee, and round and round and round with the top teams in the league. You put these two teams together and fun things happen. It was an entertaining game. It was a fun game. It was a game that was decided by... Well, gee, go figure. How many times we've talked about this? Turnovers. Iron Mountain turned the ball over 5 times. You do that and only punt once? You've got problems, and Iron Mountain ran into a ton of problems. But it was an interesting game from the fact that Iron Mountain actually took the lead early in that ballgame. And it was nip and tuck, 7-7 at halftime. Really difference in that ballgame. You take the turnovers out of the picture on here, and Negaunee and their size on the offensive and defensive line. By the time the fourth quarter rolled around, you could see that they were slowly starting to pound down, and really at the end of it just wore them out.
You know, all the best high school coaches in the area talk about line play, and certainly Paul Jacobson builds his team around his line. So,
well, former lineman himself, I mean, he loves his big boys up front, they're executing well, they're doing the small little things that if you follow football, you know it's the little things that make the difference at the end of the day. And right now, offensive and defensive line play has really been the key, because yes, it opens up the running game for Negaunee, but at the same time, it also starts to wear down your opponent, and that's really where the game was won.
And when you talk about that running game for Negaunee, you've got two big bruising backs in Ring and Violetta, and they can hit that line just as hard as anybody.
They're not that big. That's the misleading thing about that. I mean, Negaunee for years was known with those big bruising fullbacks, the Alex Alts, the Jesse Jezics of the world from years gone by. You don't have that with Shane Ring, but what you do have with Shane Ring is a kid that is strong. I mean, this kid could come in here and lift this building if he wanted to, and he's low to the ground and he's hard to bring down. And when he gets to the hole, he'll initiate the contact. He'll go find the linebacker if he can. And whereas Violetta's a little bit faster, a little bit leaner, but they're both very, very hard-nosed runners. So they're not the biggest guys in the world, but they're shifty and they're hard to bring down.
And a lot of fun to watch. They got to be.
Yep.
So you got a Gwynn Model Towner team coming in now. The Model Towners, surprising to pretty much everybody but themselves, are 3-1. And it's Negaunee's homecoming. What's your thoughts about the game?
I'm excited about it. I really am, because, like you said, 3-1, really not expecting that out of Gwynn coming in, because they don't really have the numbers right now, but they do have talent with the numbers that they have. And I know that this is a crew that is being taught to believe in themselves. It was a program that, for many, many years, I think kind of lost its touch and lost its feel on how to win. And now they're starting to get that back a little bit here. They're going into ball games saying, why not? Why not us? Why shouldn't we win? And a game like this is going to be really fascinating to see. But as it goes on, that's where the interesting part comes in. Because if Negaunee's able to wear down an Iron Mountain team the way that they did, what's going to happen to a Gwynn team that doesn't have the numbers that an Iron Mountain does? That's going to be where the story is told in this ballgame. And the other thing, too, that you take a look at both of these teams, it's the team that's going to stick with the game plan that's going to come out on top. And that's what we saw last weekend out at Iron Mountain. Negaunee got down 7-0. It was tight, real tight through that ballgame. And you never saw anybody flinch. You know, they stayed with what they do. I was thinking on the way up here, if you were to make a television show out of Negaunee football, it would flop. It would make rotten TV. But it's
very typical for mid-pen football.
But it's effective, and it works. And at the end of the day, all of a sudden, you're 4-1. Same with Gwynn. You stay with the program. You do what you do. You don't get outside of your shell. Hey, look, you're 3-1. So it sets up a real interesting night tonight.
Talking to Mark Evans, who's one of the voices of the Negaunee Miners. And Mark, how much of a factor is it that it's homecoming and they're playing at Miners Stadium?
It always helps. You know, anytime you get a little dose of home cooking, that's a good thing. Bus ride, even though it's up from Gwynn, which isn't that far, they're lousy. I mean, you've sat on a school bus before. They're uncomfortable.
And never any fun.
Yeah, and most of the time in the mid-pen, unless you're traveling to Iron Mountain or Norway or something like that, you're going to dress in the dry. If you're Negaunee and head down to Gwynn, you're going to dress at Gwynn. So you're sitting on a school bus. You're packed in there. You got your pads on the whole bit. It makes a difference to a certain degree as far as that goes. But for the home team to get that extra little flair for Negaunee, you got the band, you've got the new facility, you've got all the things that go in your face. It's a factor, but I don't think it really plays in as much as people want to think that it does.
Mark Evans, one of the voices of the Negaunee Miners, along with Greg Nelson. And Mark, you will be right here on Sunny FM and streaming live at sunny.fm. Pre-game is at 6:30. Kickoff is at 7. Have a great game. Thanks for joining us.
Mike.
If you missed any of this interview, we'll have it posted to our website a little while later on at sunny.fm. We keep you close to what's happening in the community right here on the Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike.